Banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Chapman, and we're talking about what's happening financially, at first to the dollar, to the price of oil, to gold and silver, to the economy as a whole, because, of course, we're having quite a weak economy. Certainly, we are still manufacturing some things, but, certainly nowhere near as much as we used to. We used to be one of the major manufacturers in the world. Today, we're manufacturing a little bit more than Japan is, but certainly, America's position in the competitive market is progressively weakening as the position of China, which we are subsidizing, and India, which we are subsidizing, and all the other countries throughout the world, their manufacturing is increasing. Now, why is this? Well, I personally believe because that's the plan. The plan is certainly to transfer the wealth and manufacturing capacity of our nation to other nations, to raise the living standards there in India and China and in Mexico and in Africa and South America, and lower the living standards of the American people. But, it's so difficult, Bob, for the average American to realize that what's really going on is part of a truly diabolical plan to destroy the infrastructure of our society. Would you agree or disagree?
Oh, I agree, and I was writing this morning for Wednesday's issue of the International Forecaster about that, and one of the things that small and medium-sized banks are running into is a failure to pay on loans, defaults, and they're with smaller companies and smaller manufacturers, and business has fallen off, particularly in building and associated industries. And, they wonder why so many of these companies have either been put out of business or driven offshore, that it's no wonder that other companies who have stayed are having a very hard time doing business and continuing to pay back their loans.
Well, I think it's going to be more and more difficult. I was fascinated to read in your newsletter that MBIA, I think it is, and AMPAC, these are two of the large people who have issued derivatives, in other words, guaranteed loans on bonds. They've had their ratings, their AAA ratings removed. What's the background of that?
Well, the background is that, hypothetically, we'll say that they had $4 billion in assets and were insuring municipal bonds that were worth $150 billion. And, heretofore, municipal bonds seldom ran into trouble. Some did, but that's what the insurance was for, and that was all factored in historically by the insurance company and these two very large insurance companies. Now, what's happened now is that the banks are no longer willing to make markets in those municipal securities, and because these two leaders, and there's others, have had their AAA credit ratings dropped to BB and BBB junk, if you may, and their stocks have plummeted from $80 to $4, something on that order. They're on the verge of bankruptcy, and they're insuring, I think the figure is, just those two alone, $126 billion worth of bonds. And the banks are meeting with them this week, and I think we're going to find out that the bank's going to say, we're just going to have to take the loss of insurance because these companies are titularly insolvent. And that means that these people who own the bonds are really in a pickle because the market is frozen up, which means you can't easily buy or sell. And at the same time, it's going to keep agencies, state, county, city, etc., from raising money, which is going to be very difficult in the future. And at the same time, that whole market could collapse, and all those losses are going to be thrown onto the people who own those bonds because they really bought the credit rating of the two insurers. Now, granted, some of the municipal bonds that were issued were AAA, but most of them weren't, and they were of lower rating. And because of that, there's going to be great consternation at the lenders, at the holders. I mean, there are whole mutual funds that specialize in municipal bonds. The losses are going to be tremendous. And I think that's what's waiting in the wings this week. I think that's why the Plunge Protection Team, Working Group in Financial Markets, attempted to hold the market up again today, and why they made the dollar strong, and why they hit gold and silver early on as soon as COMEX opened. And it's all part of painting a picture. They're trying to sweep under the rug the fact that we get ever more problems financially. And this is something that up until 6 months, 8 months ago was unexpected. And so more losses, and of course these are deflationary in nature, which means in order to continue to keep the treadmill going, the Fed is going to have to increase money and credit to offset those deflationary things that are happening. And they're already increasing it somewhere in the vicinity of 17%. What are they going to do? Go to 20 or 25 or 30? And each time they do that, it makes the dollar go down in value, and it's certainly not going to help the stock market stay up. And so we are beset with lots of problems. And that's why in the International Forecaster, I've told the subscribers, with the exception of oil and gas and gold and silver shares, to be out of the market. And that means, you know, the whole market. Stay out. And there's alternatives, like I mentioned, or you can go into Swiss franc government bonds, or if you choose, you can stay in money market funds. It's up to you. But the point is that we're entering each day a more extraordinary difficult time. And if you don't keep your wits about you, you're not going to be able to keep together whatever assets you have if you have them invested in those areas. And even people who are not in the market, who own businesses, have got to be very, very careful in their inventory and their advertising. Newspaper advertising has dropped 14% this year, in the first 5 months of the year. And just to show you how people are pulling away and being conservative. And that's going to affect everybody. The economy is going to get worse. Unemployment, which is around 14% if you put them all together, is probably going to eventually move up to 25 or 30%, maybe higher, like we saw during the 1930s. And real interest rates have moved up a point and a quarter already, and I think they're headed higher. These are the rates in the market, not the rates that are set by the Federal Reserve for the Fed funds rate or the discount rate. And the only thing that's keeping this going is the Fed and the European Central Bank pouring $500 billion each month into financial institutions to keep the system going.
Well, you know, of course, the whole idea of our financial system is built upon trust. People are going to pay their bills. They've got a debt, they're going to pay it. And certainly with a municipality or a county or a school board or whatever it would be, you would think that they would certainly budget the money that is needed to pay the interest on the bonds. That certainly the people borrow money in the bond market because they don't have the money there. And admittedly, it may cost them twice as much, you know, by the time they get the bond paid back. But at least they get the through, they get the money for themselves and their friends for the time being, and then not even worry about whether the bonds are ever going to be paid off. But we're finding more and more of our municipalities and government bodies are just don't have the money. And of course, you've got a choice between a community to have fire and police protection or paying on the bonds. Well, what are they going to do?
Well, I wrote an article this morning, and what they're going to do is lay off about 200,000 people nationwide. There are a number of cities and states, counties that are in serious financial trouble. The increase in spending is 1% overall nationally by municipalities, and that's the lowest in many years. I think there's going to be major layoffs, and I think that there will be an attempt to increase taxation, and I think it's going to be unsuccessful, and they may have a revolt on their hands. People may just say, no, we're not going to pay anything if you don't stop it. And so it's very trying times, and fortunately, thus far, we've been correct in projecting what's going to happen, and I hope we're fortunate enough to continue to do so. But as you've said, it's going to be very difficult.
And I think, of course, what's really going to happen is, of course, as the municipalities start laying off people, and these people aren't going to have incomes. I understand here in California, the unemployment rate is over 6%, almost 7%. What is it, 6.8% here in California, unemployment?
That's official. That's official. If you get the real numbers, they're over 14%, and that does not include the people who are illegally in the state. Now, a lot of people have gotten laid off, especially in the construction industry, which really kind of specialized in hiring undocumented people, which are known as illegal aliens. And they were the first people let go, and that's understandable because they were at the bottom of the work totem pole, so to speak. And so they've gone, and so what is the unemployment rate? Could be over 20%.
Well, we've never seen anything quite like this before, and I think that the trouble is I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Our guest is Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. We'll be back here in just a moment to continue, and we'll welcome your calls here at Genesis.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's happening in the financial markets. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Well, Bob, I noticed that Silver Standard, which has been recommended for some time, is not doing very well. It's, you know, down to 27, 28. It was up around 36 or even higher, and now it was at well over 40. It just doesn't seem to anything happening. Is that a manipulated stock? What's going on with that? Are they producing anything? Are the mines open? When will they begin producing the silver?
Well, first of all of the stocks are down. They're all down perhaps 20%. And so that one might have gone down a little bit more than some of the others. And one of the reasons was that they had a holding of silver for some time, which they sold in order to expedite and pay for the expansion of their mining properties. And they also did a securities offering, and I don't think some people were too happy about that, and so the stock sold off, and I think a lot of people perhaps had looked at it, the stock, as a silver speculation play based upon the fact that they were holding silver in abeyance and sitting on it, playing the market, so to speak. And so that's the only reason I can think of any weakness in the stock. But, you know, they've all come down from their highs. Gold's come down from 1032, 1033 intraday. And we've seen silver come down from over $21 an ounce. So it's to be expected the stocks would come down. As far as short selling and naked short selling, I'm sure there's a lot of it going on. The Securities Exchange Commission always seems to be looking the other way when these kind of things are going on. And there's many other things that are going on that they choose not to observe and pursue, and it not only in the area of gold and silver shares, there's other areas as well. It's probably degenerated into a political organization more than anything else, which is an adjunct of politics in Washington today, and that in part is borne out by the fact that a congressman was appointed to run that agency. So that is possible, but we can't get those figures because they won't let them be supplied to us.
Well, now, of course, I would have thought that they would try to get the economy pretty good by November, because I think they probably want to get McCain in there rather than Obama. But certainly it doesn't look like they're doing this. Do you think maybe it's going to pick up there in September and October prior to the November elections? Or do you think that there's nothing they can do about it as we sort of slide down towards oblivion?
Well, the people who control government, Wall Street, banking, they are trying to keep the market up. There's absolutely no question. And today was a perfect example of it, the manipulation that's going on. And, you know, the manipulation actually is legal. And it's an interpretation of a presidential order, a presidential directive. But the point is they're desperately trying to hold the stock market up and the economy as well. And they're not being successful. The market is slipping back down again, at least the stock market, and rightly so. I mean, the news is coming out. We've been discussing it for the last half hour, and that's only a small part of it. It's absolutely dreadful. I mean, how can anybody justify buying the Dow Jones Industrial Average stocks at 11,800 in the Dow when earnings continue to deteriorate, the economy's deteriorating, and if you notice, you don't hear anything in the established media regarding recession or anything like it. It's like it really didn't exist. And so, yes, they are manipulating the market and trying to keep it up. And I can understand why. And it's a losing battle. And the reason is that interest rates, if they lower them, the dollar's going to crack further downward. If they increase them, the stock market's going down. The worst of all worlds. They're stuck. They've already made as many interest rate reductions as they can, and I don't think they can go any further.
Well, they could go down as far as Japan has, but that doesn't seem to do very much good as far as the poor old Japanese are concerned. They're simply tools in this fantastic game that's being enacted today. Well, when we get back, our number 1-800-259-5791 if you'd like to talk to Bob.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect a Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect a cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Tennessee Communication Network, our guest Bob Chapman. And Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the International Forecaster and perhaps subscribe to it. And I would advise people, I think this is one of the most exciting publications that's in the market today. It comes twice a week by email, and I look forward to it every Wednesday and every Friday, every Saturday. So go right ahead, Bob.
Well, it's about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. And as Stan said, we publish by email on Wednesday and Saturday. It usually runs around 30 pages. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. If you'd like to visit our site, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, Forecaster.com. You can also ask for a free copy there. If you'd like to email us with a question, then that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. Or you can call toll free 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And you can get an introductory copy there as well.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. 60 Minutes last night had a section on about the fact that the American government has spent about $500 million on a news service for the Arab world. And, of course, it's American propaganda. And, you know, it has a very specific line. It won't allow a lot of the prominent people over in the Middle East to appear because, of course, they're considered to be terrorists. Anybody who doesn't agree with America is terrorist. The trouble is, they put out $500 million, and the Arabs aren't listening to the news network because they know it's controlled. Well, the same thing really happens here in the United States. It's not the U.S. government, it's the CIA, and all the ancillary organizations out there control the major media. The CIA has hundreds of journalists planted within the media, shaping our news, trying to control what we think. And one of the things they love to do is get us confused. In fact, recently Goldman Sachs came out with an announcement, we're almost at the bottom of the market. And then the Royal Bank of Scotland comes out and says, we're entering into a horrible total collapse of the economic system. And you read both of those and you sort of shrug your shoulders and said, gee, I don't understand any of this. I'm not even going to try. How do you respond to people like that? How do you respond to these conflicting reports, Bob?
Well, I respond by citing the source and the history of the source. When you talk about Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup as an example, you're talking about people who own the Federal Reserve. People who have a very vested interest in not telling the American public the truth about their economy or the financial system. Now, the others that you cited are in Europe and, you know, the Royal Bank of Scotland. Not that they're not controlled, but they have a whole different viewpoint on where things are going. I think they'd rather be right than anything else for their clients. And that's not a consideration, obviously, in the United States. And so you're going to continue to get conflicting reports, and so that part of the illuminists can say, we told you so, and the others just shut up and make like they never said anything in the first place. And that's the way the media is handled, as you just pointed out. People are not listening to American-sponsored programs in the Middle East because of propaganda. Well, our whole media, the national media in America, is the same thing. It's propaganda. And that's why programs like Dr. Stan's and many others exist. And there's not enough of them. I wish there were thousands more telling the American public really what's going on out there. And so where are we going? We're going to continue to deteriorate, irrespective of what Wall Street says. And the losses will grow greater and greater among financial and other corporate firms. And we will continue to see a deteriorating dollar. Foodstuffs and energy will probably continue to stay near current levels, if not higher. And the reason for that is that we've had some real farm shortages with the terrible rains we've had in America, never mind the situation that existed prior to that. And politicians in both Europe and the United States refuse to stop the production of ethanol. So those problems are not going to go away. And so things will continue to deteriorate over the next 2 or 3 years. And finally, eventually, deflation, that's the absence of inflation, will take over and will slip down the chute, finally.
Well, with deflation, though, you get a strengthening dollar, don't you?
Not necessarily.
You don't? So you don't think that the dollar...
It all depends on what transpires. If you've got an economy where 25% of the working people are unemployed, you've got an economy, and we already have that, incidentally, as far as the next point is concerned, we have negative growth right now, and negative growth would get worse. And with worsening negative growth and higher unemployment and higher interest rates, because that's the way they've been going, you're going to have a dollar that's going to collapse.
And I really think that that is the way we're headed. I really think they intend to destroy our currency and then just start in all over again. I mean, they've done everything wrong so far. Why should we think that they're going to change their policy? Well, Bob,
sure. And they don't tell the truth about anything.
Right.
It's just monumental.
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Bob, because he's certainly a lot more of an expert on this than I am, but I think it's so vitally important that the people begin to analyze what's going on and begin making preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead. A lot of people, of course, don't have money for a lot of things, but they're still out on the road. I was amazed how many people were out on the road this last weekend, and their cars, even with gasoline, at $5 a gallon, or approaching $5 a gallon, right where I live, up to actually almost $5 a gallon for the most expensive of the gasoline. But, you know, sooner or later, if the price of oil continues going up, why, of course, you're going to be forced to get out of their cars now. Basically, how high do you think gasoline could go here in this country? Do you have any ideas, Bob?
Well, I think based on what we've seen in the market presently, probably in this area, or $1.50 a barrel. So, you know, we're talking 5 to 5 and a quarter, maybe 5 and a half for the upper grades of gasoline. And our administration in Washington decide that they want to try to turn Iran into a parking lot, I would think that oil would probably go to, well, depending upon how it worked out, anywhere between $200 and $300 a barrel. Then you'd see some real fireworks. I mean, the last thing that should be done under these circumstances is for an attack on Iran. It's the worst possible thing that can happen to the economy. And, of course, it would force money into gold and silver because it would make the dollar go down, the stock market down, interest rates would go up, and you would have very, very strong gold and silver that would not be able to be manipulated by government.
Well, now, my understanding is that certainly, although the neocons who control the Bush administration, that's the neoconservative movement who are really Trotskyites, who are really fascist element that controls the current administration, you know, wants to attack Iran, but there's been a lot of opposition from people within our military who said this is a disaster. I mean, our military is already broken. I mean, you do this, we'll never get the thing back into shape. It's going to take us 10 years at the least to get, you know, the military prepared for, you know, in fighting shape, you know, after this debacle in Iraq. What are your thoughts on that? Have you heard the rumors that the military is opposing, you know, not only covertly, but even openly opposing an attack on Iran?
Yes, I have. And I received a lot of emails from current operative and retired military people. And most of the information I received is from you know, master sergeants and field grade officers for the most part. And interestingly, the generals and the colonels and the majors are the most outspoken. And they don't want it to happen. And they're really burned up about what's going on. They understand. They see it. And I'm talking in regard to the Constitution and the Patriot Acts and so on and so forth. And they're very, very concerned. And they say if things come unglued and government tries to put people in internment camps, we're not going to allow them to do it.
Well, I hope and pray that they'll have the courage to stand up and that every American will stand up with them. If this fascist government starts rounding up Americans and suspending habeas corpus and putting them in concentration camps, as Congressman Henry Gonzalez says, and we have this clip, if you want to see it, it's in the amazing clips. Right now we have somebody calling in from Alabama. Who do we have calling?
Laurie.
Who's calling?
Laurie Wallace.
Oh, Laurie, do you have a question or comment for Bob?
Yes. I've been studying a lot in the Word and God for the last 2 years, and God has fed me hidden manna throughout the Scriptures, and He's already revealed to me, for in 1 hour so great riches shall come to naught. And
so do you have a question for Bob, Laurie?
How soon does he see an economic collapse, or does he see going to war with Iran first, and that would bring about an economic collapse?
All right, well, that's a really tough question to ask, but to answer, I'm glad you didn't ask me.
If we have a war, everybody is going to suffer economically, and it could turn into what one might call a third world war, and it could be a nuclear war. Iran has arrangements and treaties with both China and Russia, and they might decide to get involved. They might assist Iran in defending itself. And if that were to happen, I think that it could get pretty nasty. So that is just the worst possible thing that can happen. It's bad enough that we're told that we're going to be in the Middle East for many, many, many years to come. We already know it's going to cost over $3 trillion just over the next 10 years. And we know that that will probably break the United States financially. You know, you say to yourself, where did this all end? This whole experience has just been a nightmare. If anything could have been planned to be done wrong, it was done wrong. And, of course, the people who are detractors, people who don't care for the administration and what they're doing in the United States, they're very happy about that. You know, stay here and continue to do what you're doing, because you just, you know, you're bankrupting yourself, and sooner or later you're going to have to leave, and we're going to outlast you.
Okay, Larry, go ahead.
What about, do you see Bush finishing this off and doing something to suspend the elections? He's done such a great job for the Jesuit order. I mean, he's done everything to shred the Constitution with Patriot Act 1 and Patriot Act 2, Presidential Directives 51. I mean, he's done such a great, marvelous job for him. I just can't see him not being the boy to finish it off.
All right, fine. Well, it's Bob, do you think that we're going to have elections in November?
It could come out that way. I just don't know. I'm not in the inside. Everything that you say regarding the law is true. I don't have an answer. What are the odds? Even money. Would they try to avoid an election? Perhaps. There's a good chance of it. He'd love to be dictator.
It's a definite maybe. Okay. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Keep putting out the information and keep standing for the truth. God bless y'all.
That's all we can do. And remember,
thank of course, you.
That what we have to do is understand that we really are seeing powerful spiritual forces at work. And sometimes things happen that just don't make sense. And that is because the evil people are manipulating them. But God is allowing that. And many times the evil people will do God's work without even realizing what they're doing. And I see this time and time and time again. Did we have another caller or not? We've got Craig calling from Missouri. Hi, Craig. How are you doing?
Yeah, just fine. And y'all doing okay?
No complaints at all.
Okay, great. And Bob, I know I've heard you talk before about that there would be a certain time that you want to get rid of your pneumatics and turn them into bullion gold. And I wish you would explain that concept again, because I fail to understand.
Well, the concept is that historically, as gold has gone higher, premiums have increased on numismatic coins. They're limited. So as more people come into the market, more people are buying numismatics as well as other kind of coins as well. But there's a limited amount of numismatics. So the profit potential compared to other coins historically has been better. And all we can use as a guideline is what has happened before. The same is true with gold and silver shares. They've far outperformed the performance of bullion. Now, at what juncture do you change? You don't know until you get there. I do know that during the 1930s, gold shares did enormously well. Home State went from something like $16 to $630 a share. And that was a very, very fine return during those days. Homestake isn't around anymore, but you could use another company like that as a model. And so the key to the whole thing when you change horses, so to speak, is when you can see that hyperinflation is starting to dwindle, when you see the cutback in the increase in money and credit, you see a cutback in lower interest rates. In other words, interest rates start to go up or go up further than they are already. And the other key is the use of money, the borrowing of money, to speculate and expand or be used in business. As that usage of money falls, along with the other two factors, you know that 6 months to a year and a half down the line, that probably deflation is going to take hold. And when that happens, at least at this point of time as I see it, the best place to be would be in gold bullion coins, and that means that you would sell shares in numismatics. Now, that's not hard and fast. We got to see when we get there, but that is the way I see it happening.
All right, we're out of time. Thanks very much for calling, Craig from Alabama, and we'll look forward to talking to you later, Bob. Thanks ever so much. It's always a pleasure having you with us.
Okay, bye-bye, and thank
you. God bless. And that was Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Always a wealth of information that most people don't have. We're in difficult financial times. Don't even think about changing that dial. We'll be right back. If you're one of the millions of Americans who has a business, credit card, automobile, medical, or unsecured loan debt of $10,000 or more, and you can't make your monthly payments, why don't you call David Lemure and his debt settlement company at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, because they'll contact your creditors, they'll negotiate a 30 to 60% reduction of what you owe, and arrange for a convenient payment schedule that'll get you out of debt in 12 to 36 months. Why don't you call today? Because the penalties and interest on your debt is increasing. And call David Lemoore at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101. And start getting out of debt today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hail, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Well, certainly, if you want to understand what's happening in the oil market, let me suggest our four-tape set or four-CD set, The Oil Deception. That's The Oil Deception. It'll tell you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. It's a gigantic scam, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because the price of oil is still going to have a profound impact upon destroying and undermining the fabric of our society. And then, of course, if you want to understand what's going on financially, let me suggest my talk on the financial tsunami. The financial tsunami, and it comes with the syllabus we recommend you getting. And then we recommend you get our little pamphlet. It's called The History of Money. And then, of course, our little pamphlet on the financial meltdown. Each one has about five of my newsletters in it, and they're inexpensive. That'll give you the information you need. Of course, the classic book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, and then the other book we carry on finances, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-82. I'm sorry. The telephone number to get those items is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Those other numbers I gave are the numbers you call during the next hour if you have any question or comment. Then, if you'd like to understand why the weather is so different, why we're having the climate change, if you think it's global warming, you're mistaken. We have a great DVD on global warming by Michael Kaufman, which we recommend, a book called Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming. Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming, and the book, Climate Change a la Gore. We have four tape sets on global warming, but that'll give you enough information. But I believe what's happening today is exactly what Zygmunt Bzezinski said back in 1970 in his book Between Two Ages, and that we have the ability to change and modify the weather. First of all, we have a four tape set on weather control. We have a DVD. It's on weather modification by Bob Fletcher, and you can just order it that way, the DVD on weather modification by Bob Fletcher. And then we have a book. It's entitled Weather Warfare by Jerry Smith. That's Weather Warfare. So there's a book, a DVD, and a four-tape or four-CD set. And then of course, we also have the book on harp, The Ultimate Weapon, and a four-tape set on harp. And harp's up there. With that, they can actually beam these radioactive waves up in the ionosphere and heat the ionosphere, and everything begins to rise. And that way, they can change the jet stream. And they can create all sorts of abnormal weather patterns, and they know exactly what they're doing because they believe that they intend to foment famine in our country. Now, why would anybody want to do that? Well, because it's prophesied, and evil people many times can be used by God to create terrible catastrophes. And I believe that God is just. He's going to bring judgment on this country. So again, if you'd like to get the items we're talking about, and that's specifically my talk on financial tsunami, my pamphlets on the history of money, my pamphlet on the financial meltdown, and then, of course, the four-tape set on the oil deception, four-CD set on the oil deception, and then, of course, the material on weather warfare, the book, the DVD, or the four-tape, four-CD set. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. We're putting up some interesting DVDs under other videos. We have a lot of videos that you can watch for nothing. And then, of course, we have other ones, clips that we think are important that will help you to understand what's going on. And then, of course, we hope you'll pull down our newsletters, copy those newsletters, distribute them, especially those on the oil peak, on peak oil. And then, of course, pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.